Now, in our own particular movement, in the Western Buddhist Order, and in the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, we lay very great stress, very great emphasis on this principle of spiritual hierarchy and its corollary, the principle of spiritual fellowship or brotherhood. In practice, this means that we should try to be receptive, should try to be open, as it were, towards those who are, as it were, above us in the spiritual hierarchy, those who have greater insight, greater understanding, greater sympathy, greater compassion, and so on. We should try to be open with regard to them, ready to receive, just like the lotus flower opening its petals to receive the light and the warmth of the sun. And then towards those who are, as it were, below us in the spiritual hierarchy, our attitude should be one of generosity, one of kindliness, one of helpfulness, giving them at least a little verbal encouragement, at least making them feel welcome, and so on. And then with regard to those on the same level, our attitude should be one of mutuality, of sharing, of reciprocity. And these three attitudes, our attitude towards those who are higher in the hierarchy, those who are lower in the hierarchy than ourselves, and those who are on the same level, these three attitudes correspond to the three great spiritual emotions of the Buddhist spiritual life. First of all, there's the emotion of Shraddha. It's often translated faith or belief. It doesn't really mean that. It means a sort of devotion, a sort of receptivity to the light streaming, as it were, from above. And then compassion. Compassion means a giving out of what we have received from above to those who are lower in the spiritual hierarchy, a few rungs lower on the ladder than we are ourselves. And then thirdly, love, which we share, which we radiate with and towards all those who are around us, all those who are on the same level. So these are the three great positive spiritual emotions of the Buddhist spiritual life. Faith and devotion directed upwards, openness, and then compassion directed downwards, and love radiating all around us, in all directions, on all sides. This is the sort of spirit. This is what we mean when we speak in terms of spiritual hierarchy and spiritual brotherhood. But one must stress that though I've referred to those who are higher up and those who are lower down, there's no question here of a sort of official grading. It's nothing like that. And there's no question, certainly, of, well, I'm a bit higher than you are, or you're a bit lower than me. It isn't quite like that. If we start thinking in those terms, then we've forgotten the whole meaning of spiritual hierarchy and spiritual brotherhood. Everything should be natural. Everything should be spontaneous. The appropriate feeling, the appropriate emotion, whether of devotion or of compassion or love, this should flow forth naturally and unself-consciously and spontaneously when we're confronted by something higher or something lower or something equal. I remember in this connection sometimes going, again to speak about Tibetan Buddhism, I remember sometimes going with Tibetan friends, whether lamas or whether lay people, to visit Tibetan monasteries and temples. And it was very interesting to see their reactions when they entered, or rather I should say their responses. People in this country, when they go to a place of worship, they go, say, to a great cathedral or something like that, they don't quite know what to do because we've, in a way, gone beyond that tradition. It no longer appeals to us. But it's not like that with the Tibetans. As soon as they see an image of the Buddha, as soon as they see a beautiful tankara, a painted scroll of the Buddha, at once you can see the feelings of devotion and faith and reverence welling up within them. And at once they put their hands to their forehead, and very often they prostrate themselves flat on the ground three times, and they do it naturally and quite spontaneously and completely unselfconsciously. Because this is how they've grown up within the context, or at least how they grew up within the context. Now that context has been rather shattered. This is how they grew up and how they learned to behave. So this is the sort of thing which is meant, a spontaneous feeling of devotion when you encounter something which you feel is higher, a spontaneous overflowing of compassion when you're confronted by distress or trouble or difficulty of any kind of other people, and then love and sympathy and so on, when you find yourself surrounded, as it were, by your equals. Eh? So these are the three great spiritual emotions, the positive spiritual emotions, devotion or faith, compassion and love, which should fill, as it were, which should influence our whole Buddhist movement and spiritual community based upon these twin principles of spiritual hierarchy and spiritual brotherhood. People in such a community, some higher, some lower, but not aware of it, not conscious of it, should be, as it were, all like roses, in different stages of growth and unfoldment, all blooming on a single bush. Or they should be just like a family, should be like a spiritual family, a family of which the Buddha, we may say, is the ultimate head, and the great bodhisattvas, the elder brothers. And in a family of this sort, we may say, everybody gets what they need, the younger are cared for by the older people, and everybody gives what they can. And the whole family, the whole group, the whole community is pervaded by a spirit of joy, by a spirit of freedom, by warmth, and by light.